go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We are at the Conservative Political Action Conference 2016 outside of Washington, D.C., where we have the privilege of being in the company of some extraordinary conservatives, some of them politicians, some of them activists, some of them intellectuals, some of them philosophers, some of them talk radio show hosts. And we have in the studio, such as it is at the moment, somebody who is really just about all of those, maybe not the politician, but certainly a leader, activist, talk radio show host, fabulous, fabulous friend by the name of Sam Sorbo. You will find her in her own nationally syndicated program. You will also, I suspect, find her in the Guinness Book of Records for her mastery of five languages and her growing up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
yeah,
my hometown.
Exactly.
All kinds of extraordinary credentials. Sam Sorbo, welcome. Great to be with
you
and have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Sam, you have probably your finger on the pulse of the sentiment of the American people, more than most of us. And one of the things that I'm troubled by and feel frustrated about is, despite our efforts, among many others, the lack of appreciation, for want of a better term, of a great many Americans about the kind of international environment in which we find ourselves. And I just wondered, do you think that's the case, or am I just missing something?
No, I think that we absolutely have a lack of understanding of what we face. And part of it is because of the proliferation of secularism in our culture. This country is founded as a Judeo-Christian nation, and we value freedom. Secularists do not value freedom. They can say they value freedom, but that is an inherited value that they got from the Judeo-Christian ethic of this nation. And so now we are facing another religious enemy, another ideological enemy, and that is Islam. And no, I don't think we have any real appreciation of what Islam is, because we're taught that all religions are equal.
I feel rather strongly that what we're up against within Islam is a political, military, legal doctrine that is what makes it so toxic and is fundamentally non-religious in character. It is about power. Its adherents call it Sharia. The authorities of the faith say they're one and the same, to be sure, but we've been treating this as a religion and giving it, therefore, the protections under our Constitution, when in fact it is a seditious program, very explicitly aimed at replacing our form of government, our Constitution, democracy, freedom, with its antithesis.
Well, the problem is you can't separate the two. It is a religion, and it's a political system, and it's a military system, right? But Sharia itself, being the law. And I had an expert on my show today talking about Sharia, and you know a lot about Sharia. If you're Christian, you don't have equality. You don't have equality, period. So
people of the book.
People of the book, right? If you're a Jew, no, sorry. That's just, no. And if you're an apostate, you're dead. So the Christians, the Jews, actually, I don't know how they treat Jews under the jizya, but Christians, if you're a Christian,
it's more or less the same, unless somebody decides they just want to dispatch you at will.
At will.
In which they can.
Because you're a second-class citizen.
Right.
So there is no equality, and there is no freedom.
That's right.
And you can't have a compromise between freedom and no freedom.
It's kind of binary. Yeah.
It's binary. Very good. So that's what we're up against. And people don't understand that because they think freedom of religion. But I think the freedom of religion that was engendered under our Constitution was within the Judeo-Christian ethic.
Mm-hmm. In other words, a faith that was not also a political program.
Right. And not contradictory.
Contradictory to our Constitution and liberty and so on. The distinction that I draw, and you again may not agree with this, is that there are clearly Muslims around the world who don't get Sharia, who don't practice it in accordance. They're that's not part of their faith tradition. Hard to say how many of them there are, and it is certainly the case that them's what are sort of in that community are under assault from them's that are Sharia adherent. And it may be an academic point before too long, because the money and the power as well as the authority of the faith rests with those who are conforming to this totalitarian program.
There were plenty of Germans who weren't Nazis.
Correct.
Did they matter?
The question to me is, obviously they didn't matter at the time. Had we conducted ourselves differently, and there were people, of course, like Winston Churchill, who were arguing strenuously that we ought to help the Germans who were not Nazis take out Adolf Hitler before he became the monster he did. With basically, if not the support, certainly the acquiescence of the entire German population. I'm arguing that we're at a moment like that today, perhaps rapidly getting away from us because of the conduct of our government, among others. But I just wonder, to the extent that you have sort of wrestled with this, do you see an opportunity, if we got the nature of the enemy right, to use techniques like Reagan did against the Soviets to take down today's existential threat to freedom? I kind of think of it as communism with a god.
Well, okay. I don't think we defeated communism, because I saw communism just has now fully infiltrated the Democratic Party, basically. So we,
to say nothing of being alive and well in communist China and North Korea and a few other places.
And now we're trade partners with these countries that employ slavery and as communism is slavery, and we trade with them, which benefits them. I don't care what it does for us; it benefits them. This is a horrible betrayal of the things that America stands for. So then you have to question: well, do we actually stand for? No, clearly we don't, because we just opened relations with Cuba. I think that
we are now actually beyond that. We are propping up that dictatorship
because that's exactly economically correct.
They're a basket case.
And just at the time that they needed us, isn't that coincidental?
Isn't that striking?
And, you know, next will be Venezuela, and because they have no food on their shelves right now.
Because they, in part, bankrupted themselves propping up the Castro regime as well as running their own economy into the ground.
Exactly. And they sit on vast oil reserves, and they can't get it done because they don't employ capitalism. And yet we somehow have this discussion in the United States whether capitalism or socialism. Like, oh, that's a choice. It's absurd to me. So I think absolutely we're at a crossroads. We're always at a crossroads, but certainly. And we have people running for president who I don't believe actually understand literally what's at stake. So we can talk about...
Would you say that's true on both sides of the aisle, Sam Silver?
Oh, absolutely. But I don't... But the other side, they... Well, no, they want socialism. They're in it to win.
They understand what's at stake, and they're hard at it.
They want it. That's right. And our side, as I say, you know, we have a candidate who can say that Islam is that we should halt immigration for Muslims. I disagreed with that because I know the temperature of this country, and we don't have the stomach to halt immigration based on a religion, but halt immigration. Yes, absolutely. So that's a step in the right direction. But this is an individual who cannot express what makes this country great, just that it is great. But he cannot express why, and so that's a problem for me. Then we have evangelicals who can express why, but refuse to condemn the H-1B visa program. Which, frankly, give me a break.
Sam Sorba, this is a very, very small taste of the very expansive view that you bring to many of these topics. I hope you'll come back and share more of your insights with us in the very near future. It's a delight to see you in person, and I appreciate all you do. Thanks so much for joining us.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.